Rising to his feet in Tynwald this week, Mr. Thomas argued that further explorations would serve to expand what we know and don't know about hydrocarbons in our territorial waters.
Good stewardship means appraisal and could lead to energy security and export through field development of our hydrocarbon resources. Stewardship could involve Isle of Man state ownership in cooperation. It could mean many other things. That's why we need this report, to help us understand how we could take it forward. I have come to the conclusion that 3D is the first and best de-risking step, and its cost has been estimated as over £10 million. There are various possibilities how this could be financed. That's something for the report that I'm arguing for.
In the ensuing debate, the Douglas Central MHK had his supporters.
I think it would be criminal for this government to pass over the chance for a gas field that could both fuel the island and be sold on export markets.
I think what I fear most in this whole subject is just the idea that we've become, and we're happy to stay, hostage to previous decisions. Just in my opinion, we'd be mad to close the door on what is proposed now until such times as we've got absolute clarity on energy security, which, you know, I'm afraid with best intentions, we don't have.
Why would you not look at a national resource that could be one of your best assets? Why wouldn't you do that for your island? That's what we're in here for. We're national politicians in here for the island.
I have long advocated for the exploitation of gas from our seabed. That remains the case. I cannot imagine if we found huge deposits of gold and diamonds underneath Snæfell, we would just leave it there. We would certainly do something with it. And we are capable of doing more than one thing at once. That is what my wife tells me every day. We must exploit all of our natural resources, be they sun, wind, minerals. Wherever they are, we must exploit them. And we should do it quickly and urgently and do it for the people that follow us.
However, he also had his critics.
It's fair to say that Tynwald has already made its position around hydrocarbon extraction clear. There's not been any material developments since the will of the court was affirmed that would warrant changing this, and I have not heard a compelling reason to vote in support of the motion before us. This court will be aware that not only is it a Tynwald-approved policy not to pursue further hydrocarbon licensing, it's also a Tynwald-approved policy through our energy strategy to seek and prioritise offshore wind in our waters, subject to all consenting regimes. It is a known and stated position that these policies are in anticipation of being able to generate significant new revenue streams from such projects and may also provide options relating to our energy security. I would encourage honourable members to note that despite what is frequently portrayed in the media, whether or not there is a viable hydrocarbon resource that could be extracted and able to deliver meaningful economic returns is very much a matter of considerable uncertainty. Whereas with offshore wind, whilst there are barriers to overcome for this to be delivered, many of which are the same as for hydrocarbon extraction, the wind resource can certainly be guaranteed.
The government has commissioned several reports over the years into Block 11225. They all conclude that the potential from this block is very limited, and there are considerable risks with trying to exploit this block. Government is not in a position to gamble with taxpayers' money chasing the dream of prospectors based on very limited data. If previous licence holders hadn't managed to convince investors to provide the funds to explore this block, then it would be negligent of us to take taxpayers' money and throw it down the same hole.
The UK, Denmark, France, Ireland, New Zealand and Spain have all announced an end to new oil and gas exploration licences. Tynwald made this decision in 2022. We should not move backwards now.
Reversing course now would cut across our climate law, our evolving economic strategy, our island plan, and the best available international evidence. We all want the Isle of Man to be secure, prosperous, and a responsible steward of its environment. The question is whether inviting new hydrocarbons exploration serves those aims in today's world.
In the end, both parts of the motion were voted on separately, and each time they were defeated. Both votes ended with 10 members of the House of Keys for and 13 against, and in the Legislative Council, one member for and four against. So for now, it looks like Tynwald is sticking with its 2022 resolution to restrict the issuing of any further licences for gas extraction in Manx waters.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.